Look at the beginning of Perachav Gimel, really been discussing something from Chafalav, Chavez, and now Chav Gimel, and really we're going to Perachav Dalet. We are really again at the Baltani is trying to get to is explain to us the concept of Kikar Velechadav Ma'id Beficha Bavavcha Asaisa, which is from the Sharbla, and specifically we're discussing in the past two Prakim, is the concept of the fact that a Neichi Avai Lekecha is Kailal Ul Mitzis Asay, the Yelecha Lehim Acherim is Kailal Ul Mitzis Asay. Like we mentioned, the Rabbanu Shalom told us specifically these two Diburim, because these two Diburim are Kailal Ul Mitzis Asay, Mitzis Asay, they're Kailal everything else. And that's why there's the only two things that we heard Mipiyak Vur Shamanu, directly from the Rabbanu Shalom, which this is Kailal everything else. So he explained to us up until now, Perachav Aleph, in Perachav Beis, he just explained to us the concept of Yichar Hashem and the Hepech of Yichar Hashem, the concept of Kfira, where a person is not a Yichar Hashem, where a person is Averan, so to speak, the Yelecha Lehim Acherim. He explained what Yichar Hashem means, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, means that the Rebbeinu Shem is Echad. Echad doesn't mean that he's the only God, but Echad means he's the only real existence. Echad means that Achdusi is Barach, and a person needs to recognize that even though the Rebbeinu Shem has gone ahead and created the world through the Koyach of Dibur, nevertheless, Atuhu Mishnevra Oilam, Atu Koydim Shnevra Oilam, Atu Mishnevra Oilam, the Zelber Rebbeinu Shem is the Rebbeinu Shem Koydim Shnevra Oilam, and Mishnevra Oilam, nothing really changed. It looks like something changed. That's only because the way the Dibur by the Rabbanu Shalom, the way we experience that Dibur is we experience is the Dibur is being expressed externally, like the Mashal and Nimshal of our Dibur, that our Dibur is expressed externally. And Kaviyacha by the Rabbanu Shalom, it looks that way as well, which means even though the Rabbanu Shalom's Dibur, even after he speaks the Dibur, is still connected to Atzmus and Mahusai, it doesn't leave the Rabbanu Shalom Bechlal, Akiyuzeh. Nevertheless, the way it looks because of the Tzimtzumim and Levushim, it looks like there's a Yesh, it looks like there's a separate entity, it looks like there's a Briya Sa'olam, and Mela Mitzidenu from our side, it looks like there's a separate entity, it looks like there's an Olam, it looks like there's a Yesh, and Mimela we're able to experience the Dibur the Rabbanu Shalom as being something which is separate, so to speak, or created something separate, you know, Kaviyachal, from the Rabbanu Shalom, and it looks like it created Bereshis Bar Lekimis Hashemayim V'Haaretz, that created the Rabbanu Shalom. So all of that is, on the one hand, like we said, the Dibur the Rabbanu Shalom, on the one hand, is like our Dibur, that on the one hand, it's creating a Gilui Menasaf HaLechutz, it's creating something externally. The Rabbanu Shalom's Dibur also does that. The Rabbanu Shalom's Dibur also goes ahead, and because there are many layers of Levushim and Tzimtzumim, goes ahead and creates something externally, creates the Olamas, creates the worlds as we see them. At the same time, the Emesis, Mitzad the Rabbanu Shalom, the Emesis that nothing really changed. The Emesis that the Dibur the Rabbanu Shalom is, Batzmus and Mahusai, the same way, or not in the same way, but the closest thing we can understand is that the same way our Dibur, prior to it, even entering into our Moyach, like we mentioned, there's three levels to that level of Dibur. Every time a person speaks, it first begins in the place of the Etzem, first begins in the person's Neshama, then it goes up from the Neshama to the place of the Moyach, and in the Moyach, he's able to then be mislabash it down into Isis, he's able to think of that idea in letters, and then slowly it comes out into the place of Dibur. And if we can imagine that Machshava, before it even went up to the place of the Moyach, which is hard for us to even imagine what that looks like, hard for us to even imagine at that point, because it's so not tangible at that point. It's not Isis at all. It's not even a machshava that we're thinking something concrete. It's just a feeling, a hergish that we have in our neshama. But if we can imagine that level of achdus that machshava has with us prior to going up to the mayach of Ashur, prior to come out of the lave, that's kaviyacha the Rabbanu Shalom's deeper. Even after he speaks it, it remains batzmusa amahusa, remains ba'achdusa the achdus ha'pashad with the Rabbanu Shalom's atzmas amahusa amemela. Nothing has really changed. Atu kaidim mission of Olam, ba'atuhu mission of Olam. Now, what he's going to explain over here is in Perachav Gimel, he's going to go out and explain the idea of mitzvahs and how mitzvahs are connected. Mitzvahs and Limud Torah are connected to this concept, are connected to understanding the Dibur of the Rabbanu Shalom, and how when a person does a mitzvah, how he becomes ba'achtas with the Rabbanu Shalom, how level of Torah is even greater than that, a concept that we discussed previously in Perakei, which we'll see. He explains it even more teef over here. Everything we saw in Perakei, which I think to all of us was a chiddush, right? Even if you've learned in yeshivas your whole life and learned Torah your whole life, you probably never understood it the way the Baal Tani explained what it means that it's betachlas achtos, the fact that a person becomes mamash the greatest level of yichud, she'ein yichud kemoyu, when a person goes and learns Torah. In Perachav Gimel, he's going to give it even more of a tifkai, an even higher level of yichud that we're going to really see is now able to be revealed to us what happens when a person does mitzvahs, and obviously more than that, what happens when a person goes ahead and learns Torah, the achtos that takes place, and then we'll see that achtos that takes place every person, every time a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah, and every time a person's involved in Torah is helping me magale that inin of Neichah Vaylekecha. Because again, as we explained, Neichah Vaylekecha means Achdusi is Barach. It means Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. It means that Achdus of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Achdus HaPashad of the recognition that really it's atu kaidim shenever olam, atu kaidim shenever olam, atu mishenever olam. That recognition that everything, nothing really changed, even though it looks like there's a change, nothing really changed. That is what anoich Hashem lekecha means. And memela, every mitzvah and every word of Torah that we learn is going to be connected to that world of achdusa yisbarach, to that world of Shema Yisrael Hashem lekecha Hashem echad, and be connected to anoich v'alekecha. The hepech of that, which we're talking about in Perek Chav Dalid, is the hepech where a person goes out and is not being magala achdusa yisbarach, is not being magala that atu mishnivra, va'atu kaidim shenivra, va'atu mishnivra, is not being magala that everything's ba'achdus apashu with the rabbanish shalom. That's the level of where a person's over on a loisa say, which be over on, you know, something which is connected to the shayrish of v'yelacha lehemechem. And that's why, again, he's going to be Mayruch over here in Perek Chav Gimel explaining to us what a mitzvah is, because now that we understand what anoich Hashem lekecha is, now we'll be able to understand that when anoich Hashem lekecha is revealed through every single mitzvah, that achtas Hashem, that ultimate level of achtas that's connected to Rabbanu Shalom in a way mamash ba'achtas ha'pashat, that the deeper the manshim never left the Rabbanu Shalom, the deeper is with the Rabbanu Shalom. But smusa mahusa, that a person has the ability to be able to reveal on one level every time a person does a mitzvah, an even greater level every time a person is involved in limud Torah. That's what he says in Perek Chav Gimel on page Chav Ches. Perek Chav Gimel says, "V'im kol anal." And if now that we've explained everything that we've explained in Perek Chav Aleph Chav Beis, Yuvan v'yivar heitiv b'tesefes beer, we're going to be able to understand very clearly b'tesefes beer with extra beer. Masha Amar Bazar, that which is Zera Kadosh says, that erais of a kutsh brichel kul echad, that the Rabbanu Shalom and the Torah is kul echad, it's all one. Ubet bikunim, and in Tikkuni Zera it says, pirushu de ramach bikudin, the 248 mitzvahs asay, inun ramach evarim de malka, are the evarim, are the limbs, so to speak, kaviyachal, of the melech, of the Rabbanu Shalom. So we see there's two madregas, there's madrega of Torah. By Torah it says that erais of a kutsh brichel kul echad is one, and then when it talks about the mitzvahs, it says that the mitzvahs are evar and demalka. The mitzvahs are the limbs, so to speak, of the king. So what's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs? What does it mean that the mitzvahs are evar and demalka? What does it mean to evar and demalka? And that's what it begins with. It begins first talking about mitzvahs, and then I'll get into Torah about halfway through the parak. And therefore he says the fee. Sha mitzvahs say pnimius rotzen ha'elyon v'cheftzei ha'miti ha'malubish b'cholay lomis la'yoinim v'tachtoinim l'chi yoisim k'kol chiyusam v'shefam toli b'maisa mitzvahs shel tachtoinim k'noida. Right, we explained in the last parak, last week we explained in the parak of Beis, that there's something called Pnimius HaRotzen and there's Chitzonius HaRotzen. Pnimius HaRotzen means I'm going to work for the sake of making money so that I can utilize that money to be able to provide for my family. Chitzonius HaRotzen is the work that I'm doing, which is just a means to an end to get to the money. So when I go to work, the Pnimius HaRotzen is the money that I'm making. The Chitzonius HaRotzen is whatever job I'm involved in to be able to go ahead and make that money. There's a Pnimius HaRotzen and Chitzonius HaRotzen. By the Rabbanu Shalom, the Rabbanu created the world, and that's Chitzonius HaRotzen. The Rabbanu created the world. What was the purpose of creation? The world, Bereishis is b'shvil Yisrael, Shenik Areishis. Bereishis is for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael being involved in Torah mitzvahs. So memela, the mitzvahs are the pnimius of the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom. That is the Chefzei Amiti. This is the real Chefetz, the real desire of the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rishon created the world for the sake of Torah and mitzvahs. Hamalubish b'chol olam asayyan v'tachtoinim. L'chayayisim. This is what gives chias to all the world. All the world. So it looks like there's olam ateva. It looks like there's nature which is allowing the world to exist. The emes is that it's only chitzonius haratzon. The fact that there's a teva, the fact that Hashem created shemayim and aretz, and he created all of the olam ateva, that's only the chitzonius haratzon. The pnimius haratzon is that we should be able to make a dir b'tachtonim. The pnimius haratzon is to be able to go, be ahead, be involved in Torah and avodah, be involved in mitzvahs. Ki kol chiyusa v'shefa, the chiyus and the shefa of the world's toli b'maisa mitzvahs is toli the maisa mitzvahs shel tachtonim kenoida, as is known. V'nimtzah shemaisa mitzvah. Therefore, the maisa of the mitzvah, v'kiyuman, and the kiyum that a person does, hu levusha pnimi, the pnimius haratzon ha'elyon, shem maisa zendim shechor v'chias ratzon ha'elyon l'slabesh ba'ilamas l'chay nikra in vard malka. So, if we understand that every mitzvah, what is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is the pnimius, the levusha pnimi. Of the pnimius of the ratzon elyon of the Rabbanu Shalom. The pnimius of ratzon of Hashem is the mitzvah. When a person goes ahead and does a mitzvah, that's a levush. That's not the pnimius of the ratzon itself. That's a levush, bringing down the pnimius of ratzon down to this world in a levush. In a levush of teram, in a levush of lulav and esrig, in a levush of tefillin, in a levush of achnasas orchim. It's the levush pnimi for the pnimius of ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom. Now, right now at this point, he's not even talking about the maisa hamitzvah itself. He's not talking about the action that that a person does. He's talking about the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah as a whole. The Marsham said, "Ksharatam lo'isa yadecha." Not when a person goes in and does that. Pashat, what is the mitzvah of "Ksharatam lo'isa yadecha"? What does the mitzvah mean? The mitzvah is a gilui, a pnimius levush of the pnimius haratzim of the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? So a person asks you, huh? He's not even talking about the maisa. He'll talk about the maisa in a second.
The
levush. What is the Maisa Mitzvah? He's talking about the Mahusa the Mitzvah. Before you actually do the Mitzvah, talk about the Mitzvah in a second. The Mitzvah itself, the Mahusa the Mitzvah. If you want to know what is a Mitzvah, your kid asks you or you ask yourself as an adult, what is a Mitzvah? What does it mean to sit in the Sukkah? What is Sukkah? What is Sittis? What is Tefillin? What is Shabbos? All every Mitzvah is one aspect of being, of revealing the, it's a Levush HaPnimi, to be Magala, the Pnimi Saratzim of the Ravan Hashem in the creation of the world. That's what every single one of the mitzvahs are. And again, they're all Ramach Yavarim. Each one of them are being Magala, a different chelik of it, but all of them are being Magala. One's Ach, the Achtas HaPashat, that Ratzan HaPashat, the Ravan Hashem had to create the world in order to be Magala himself in this world, for Kvaydi Yizbarach, in order to be Magala Dir B'Tachtoinim, and Mamela, all of the mitzvahs, the Machus of the mitzvah, if you want to identify what a mitzvah is, if you want to define what a mitzvah is a Lavusha Pnimi for the Pnimius HaRatzin. It's ways that we'll be able to reveal this pnimius haratzon of the Rabban Hashem down here in this world. And that's where they're called Ivar Demalka. That's where they're called the Ivarim of the king. Why? Derech Mashal. Kamaisha Ivari Agufa Adam. Him Lavush Lanafshay. The same way we understand that the Ivarim of the person are a Lavush for his Nefesh. Ubatalim Lagamri Alel. And the bottle 100% to the person. Mekol Vakol. Kimiyad Sha'alabert Sain. How do I know that the Ivarim of a person are bottle to the person? Because if a person wanted to go ahead and move his arm, right? A person wanted to be Ritzaina Adam Lishbait Yaday. A person wanted to spread out his arm. Ayragli. A person wants to move his feet. Hey, Nishmoyz Lubertsaina. Take it from Yad. They listen to the person right away. Belishim Tsivoy the right, if I have an Eved is totally enslaved to me, and he has to do whatever I want, and I go ahead and command him to walk across the room, he can listen to me right away. But there's a tziva that needs to take place. I command the Eved has the bechira technically to go ahead and listen to me or not listen to me, even if every single time, 10 times out of 10, he listens to me because he's afraid of me, he listens to me because he has covet for me, he listens to me for whatever reason it is, there's still a tzivoy. And after that tzivoy, there's some time lapse between the tzivoy and him saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And therefore, even though it's batal, but it's not the tachlas abitl. The tachlas abitl is the evarim of a person. The evarim of a person, when a person wants to go ahead and move his arm, there's no thought process. Baruch Hashem, the person's functioning healthily and in a healthy way, and his brain is sending proper messages to all the parts of his body. So a person doesn't have to think before he walks across the room that I now want to go ahead and walk across the room, and he sends a message to his feet that my feet should now pick up the right foot and the left foot and the right foot and the left foot. It happens in an automatic way. The person understands this in a regular, normal way. And the mela, that bittul, the bittul of the evarim to the rutzen of the person, happens in a way which is taken from Yad. Happens in a way, belishim tzivav amir lahen. When people have surgery, often they have to relearn how to walk. Right? Something that's natural to a person. The person can have surgery on his legs, and he has to relearn how to use the limbs of the body. And they have to basically try how to train the person, again, to be able to send those messages from the brain down to the feet, which have stopped working, to the hands, which have stopped working, to try to get those messages to come in a way which is taken from Yad. That it's not a process where a person's involved in, you know, sitting and thinking about it, but something which happen in a way which is taken from Yad. Belishim tzivav amir lahen. Belishim shia klal. There's first of all no tzivui, which means there's no command that needs to be given to the limbs, and there's also no shia klal. There's no process of waiting. There's no lapse at all. There's no time lapse. Baruch Hashem. When a person's healthy between thinking and doing something, it happens automatically. It happens at the same second. The second that it goes ahead and a person is to go ahead and think of those things. It happens automatically. Kach derech mashal, achiyas shel ha'maisa mitzvos, the chiyas of the maisa mitzvos v'kiyuman, and the kiyum of them, hubatal lagamer, lagamer ratzon elyon ha'malubish bay, v'nasalei mamish k'guf l'neshama. If you want to be able to utilize the guf, the mashal, to be able to understand what the chiyas of the maisa mitzvos are, the maisa mitzvah is the guf to the neshama. The maisa mitzvos are that level of the bitul of the evarim to the nefesh of the person. That is mamish one in a way that the guf is listening to the neshama. So to the maisa mitzvahs, what are they? Klapei the Rabban Hashem, the Ivar and the Malka. The Melech is the Rabban Hashem. The Ratzon of the Rabban Hashem is Achtas HaPashen. There's one Ratzon that the Rabban Hashem has. That Ratzon is then manifests itself in 248 different ways through the Remach Mitzvahs Haseh. But all of those are ways that are totally batal. It's batal like the Gufta and the Neshama. There's a Ratzon of the Rabban Hashem, and that Ratzon happens in a way of taken from Yad Mamash. It happens in a way which is very clear that there's a bittul totally of the ratzon of the Rabban Shalom to the Maisa Mitzvah. Mela, every one of the Maisa Mitzvahs are called that Indian of Ramach Ivarim de Malka, the same way the Ivarim of a person are bottled to the Nefesh of a person, so too the Ivarim of the Rabban Hashem Kaviyacha, which are the Maisa Mitzvahs, are bottled to the Ratzon of Hashem and are being Magala, the Ratzon of Hashem, in a very clear way. And the Levush Pnimi of the Pnimius Ratzon of the Rabban Hashem is being revealed down here through these Ramach Ivarim. Just to point out, the Mefarshim point out that if you look at the Lashon of him, he says, "Kol kach derech mashal achiyas shel maisa mitzvahs v'kiyuman." Right? Sounds like he's saying two separate things: the chiyas of the maisa mitzvahs v'kiyuman. So again, even though he's talking about the Maiser. He's not talking about the Lavush. I'll talk about it in a second. The Lavush, when a person goes out and is Makayim the Mitzvah, that even that Lavush, aside from the Mitzvah itself, is connected to Ivar and the Malka. But he says, two Lashinus, the Chiyas of the Maisa Mitzvahs and the Kiyuman. The Mepharshim explained there's two things that can take place when a person goes out and does a Maisa Mitzvah. When a person goes out and does a Maisa Mitzvah, there's a Chana for the Mitzvah and there's the Mitzvah itself. The Chana for the Mitzvah is the Maisa Mitzvah, Kiyuman is the Maisa Mitzvah itself. And that what the Baal Tani is being Megala is not only is the Kima the Mitzvah bottled to the Rabbanim Shem in the way that the Ivar and the Malka are bottled to the Melech, the same way the person's Ivarim are bottled to the Nefesh of the person, even the Hachana for the Mitzvah, even the preparation that a person does for the Mitzvah is also bottled in that same way. It's not just the Kima itself, it's the whole process of doing the Mitzvah. The Mepharshim bring down that there's a raya from the Yerushalmi. I think we spoke about this on Sukkos. The Chag is Balvei Yerushalmi, where the person goes out and makes a bracha on Binyan HaSukkah. According to Yerushalmi, the bracha, a person makes a bracha when he builds a sukkah, not on the sitting of the sukkah. A person makes a bracha on the Binyan of the sukkah. Even though the Binyan of the sukkah is a chera only achana, that's what the Balvei understands. You don't make a bracha on the achana. You only make a bracha on the maisa of yeshiva in the sukkah itself, leishiv sukkah. Right? Even when we do, we have in mind also the Binyan of the sukkah as well. But according to Yerushalmi, you go ahead and you make a bracha on the Binyan of the sukkah as well. Why? I think we mentioned this in Sukkos, that the Yerushalmi is pnimius, the Bavli is chitonius. So Bavli looks at the kim of the mitzvah, and the Yerushalmi looks at not just the kim of the mitzvah, the Yerushalmi looks at the pnimius of the maisa. The pnimius of the maisa is not just the kim of the mitzvah, it's also the maisa mitzvah itself. And part of that maisa mitzvah is the achana for the mitzvah, the preparation that a person puts in to go out and prepare for the maisa. So in the middle of both of those parts of the mitzvah, both the maisa mitzvah and the kiyuman, are bottled lagamri lagabi ratzin elyon, hamalubish boi venasali mamish kagufla neshama. They're 100% kagufla neshama. No, 100% bottle to the Rabbanu Shem, that there's no process bechlal of being involved in that world. If there's no tzivoy and there's no shia bechlal, it happens in a way which is automatically. Tzemach Tzedek speaks out in his Haris and Tanya that there is a chilek even in the Evarim. There is a chilek between the Evarim of a person, right? I don't know if I thought about this properly before. It says in the Tzemach Tzedek, a person has a stomach, right? If a person's stomach's hungry, he can go ahead and say that I want my brain to think that my stomach's not hungry, but if your stomach's hungry, it's going to be hungry. Right, there are evarim that are evarim pnimiyim, which a person doesn't have the ability to be able to have that in a way that these messages are sent directly from the brain to those evarim, and they're shelet on the evarim. So the evarim that over here that we're talking about are more evarim chitzonim, and he brings from the Mishnah, I think it's in Mishnah Oilis, which talks about the Ramach evarim. The Mishnah counts the Ramach evarim, I think it's in Oilis Perak Aleph. The Mishnah over there counts the Ramach evarim, they're all evarim which are chitzonim, they're the arms and the legs and different parts of the arms and the leg. You can't go ahead and tell your heart to stop beating. Right? Why? What do you mean? My brain shelling over my body?
It's a chilek between the finger and the heart.
Exactly. It's a chilek between the Ivarim Pnimim and Ivarim Chitzonim. The Ivarim Pnimim, even though they're part of the person, but they're not bottled to the Nefesh the same way the rest of the Ivarim Chitzonim are. Mepharshim compared, again, we'll see this a little bit later in Perek of Dalet, and we see a little bit what the Sitra Achra is, what that side of Liyel Ochal HaMacherim is that a person, Avada, is. Which means those Evarim are coming from the same place. Which means the lungs and the heart and the stomach, they're all coming from the same place of the Nefesh. Right? So really they should also be bottled kegufla neshama, but they're going ahead and they created their own separate entity that the heart is by itself. The heart doesn't listen to, you know, the neshama shev amaychi telling it to stop beating. It continues beating regardless of how much you try to will it to stop beating. It will continue going ahead and continue beating regardless of it. So there's a concept of a person having that level of Evarim which are seemingly an entity by itself, which aren't bottled in that same way of the guf and the neshama. That's really what we'll see in Perek of Dalet, that even though be'etzem everything is getting its chiyas from the Rabbanu Shalom, and everything be'etzem should be bottled, kaguf and neshama, not just the mitzvah, because everything is created in this world in a way that it's the Rabbanu Shalom's creating it, nevertheless, there is a chilek. There are things that are bottled in a way like a mitzvah, which is bottled, kaguf and neshama, like those Evarim, the Ramach Evarim, which go ahead and are mevatel. There is no stop bechlal, there's no tziva bechlal that happens in a way which is automatic. And then the Evarim, which are not bottled in that same way, and that's going to be in the Mashal Nimshal, that will be more similar to what we'll see in Perek of Dalet, those parts of a person, of those, you know, days or moments of a person's life, your person doesn't have that same level of bittul and doesn't go out and is not mevatel himself in the same way, even though, again, it's getting its chiz from the same akar, but it's not mevatel itself in the same way. That's, again, our from Tzemach Tzedek on the chilek between Evarim Pnimim and Evarim Chitzonim, but we're talking about over here about the Ramach Evarim, and that's what mitzvahs are. So again, the mitzvahs are the Lavusha Pnimi, so the Pnimi is the Ratzin of the Rabban Shem. It's Zakta Baal Tanya. Not only is the mitzvah itself, not only is the Machusa the mitzvah, Batot to Rabban Shem, Mechena Lavusha Chitzin, that when a person goes out and is involved in wrapping those tefillin, person is involved in the nanum of that lulav and esrig, that's the levush hachitzin of the person, of the nefesh alakis. Right? As we said in the earlier parakam, there's three levushim to the neshama. The neshama is three levushim, which are called machshava, dibra, and maisa. Now he's involved in the maisa, he's involved in the physical action of going out and doing a mitzvah. That levush hachitzin of the nefesh alakis, of the makayim va'isa mitzvah, Shukayach, or Bechinus HaMaisa HaShalom, who mislabish Bechias Shalamaisa Mitzvah. Menasa Gamkin, Gugufla Neshama, the Ratzana Elyon, Ubatul Eilav Agamri. When a person makes that decision to go ahead and do that Maisa Mitzvah, to put on the tefillin, a person now is going ahead and making that the Levush of himself is now Batul to the Ratzan of the Rabban Hashem Lagamri. And therefore, they're also Vakin Gamavari Gufa Adam, Hamakaima Mitzvahs, Shekoyach, who Bechinus HaMaisa Shanefesh, the Kis Melubish Ben, Beshas Maisa, the Kima Mitzvahs, Hemnasa Makova Mamish, the Ratzana Elyon, Kigoyna Yadam Chalekes. They become a makava mamish to the ratzon elyon. They become mamish a makava to the Rabban Hashem's ratzon in a way that's also recognizing that level of bittul to Rabban Hashem. Braglayim, and the same way with the feet. Mahalchas advar mitzvah. I cannot have a loshen. Shemadaber divrei Torah. That ma'ir shemaharber divrei Torah. The meyur shemaimu. But Godless Hashem baruch hu. All of those are connected to the become a merkava to the ratzon elyon, and memela they also become a merkava for the ratzon elyon of the rabbanim. When a person is involved in a ma'aseh mitzvah, let's just finish the sentence, then we'll go ahead, go back for a minute, and explain what he says. V'zeh shamar chazal ha'avaseinu merkava. This is what this chazal said. This medrash they mentioned many times. Ha'avaseinu merkava shekol ivarim kulam ha'kedushim umuvdalim in yana ilam hazeh le'nasa merkava rak ratzon elyon levadai kol yimeim. All the ivarim of the avos ha'kedushim became a total merkava for the rabbanim shalom kol yimeim, their whole life. Memela. What he's saying over here is the following. Huh? What? Why?
Your heart or something you don't use for.
So, first of all, that's not one of their machivarm. That's what we said. That's not one of their machivarm. Can the Mishnah cancel machivarm? All of them.
Besides, you have fingers and your.
Fingers and your toes. Every part of your body, a person's eyes, a person's lips, a person's.
Use your ears as a
mice
or something?
Yeah, as a mice. Shmai Kol Shaifer. I use a mice. Now, again, we'll talk about it in a second because they were Kol Yimeim, right? The Chiddush, the Avos HaMerkava, the Avos HaMerkava is not just. While they were involved in the Maisa Mitzvah, the Chiddush of them is that they were doing it every moment of their life. Right? Us, we can do it at the moment that we're involved in the Mitzvah. They did it mamash in a way that was total bittul. But let's just back up one second before we get to the obviously Hainan Markava. What he's saying is when a person does a Maisa Mitzvah, again, Acha Kolanel, right? That was the way he began the Pasuk. Im Kolanel, which means now that we understand what Achdas HaBayri is, now that we understand what the Rabban Hashem is. The Rabban Hashem is Huver Ratzene Echad. The Rabban Hashem is that even after he spoke out the Dibur, nevertheless, the Rabban Hashem's Dibur remains one with the Rabban Hashem. So now we understand that when a person goes ahead and is involved in a Maisa Mitzvah, what is a Maisa Mitzvah? A Maisa Mitzvah is basically revealing that level of Yichud that is there be'etzim at its core, which means the world that we live in a world in which the Rabban Shalom's Dibur has now become, so to speak, separate from the Rabban Shalom to create the world. That's the world we live in. Again, mitzi denu, the way we see it is the Rabban Shalom's Dibur has now created something min ha'chutz, min ha'safa l'chutz, it created bereishis bar likim es ha'shamayim es ha'aretz. But be'emes, mitzad the Rabban Shalom, and the real emes, be'emes la mitoy, and that place of the Rabban Shalom is atu kaidim shenivraylam, atu mishenivraylam. Everything remained ba'achtas Hashem. How are you able to reveal that level of achtas ha'vayri? How are you able to reveal that level of the Rabban Shalom in this world, even after the world is created? When a person goes ahead and is mevatel himself, a person goes ahead and does a ma'aseh mitzvah through the asiyah of the mitzvah, and that mitzvah is a levusha pnimi, for the pnimi is a ratzon of the Rabban Shalom, and as the ivarim, which are involved in the ma'aseh mitzvah, now become a levush, maybe more chitzani than the levusha pnimi, but a levush for that level of the pnimi is a ratzon of the Rabban Shalom, that means that at the moment that a person is involved in doing a ma'aseh, a person is connecting to that world of atu kaidim shenir va'ilam. A person is connecting to that world of the Rabban Shalom, the way the Rabban Shalom is ba'achtus yizbarach, the real achtus, the way it remains, even after he spoke at the dibur, that it nevertheless remains ba'achdus to the Rabban Hashem himself. That's what's taking place every time a person is doing a mitzvah. So it's not stam, a person is going out and doing a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is a ma'izach. You do a mitzvah, you get tzchar. You don't do a mitzvah, you get einish. It's not what's happening when a person does a ma'isa mitzvah. When a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, he's being ma'achin himself. He's connecting himself to the Rabban Hashem in a real way. He's being mevatel himself in a way that he's connecting to the way of atu kodem shenivra olam. He's connecting to anoichi avai lekecha. He's connecting to Tishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because he's being magala the pnimius haratzon of the Rabban Hashem in the creation of the world. So we're living in a world which is chitanius haratzon, living in a world in which the Rabban Hashem is revealing chitanius haratzon. But when you go out and do a ma'isa mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah is not just a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a ma'isa mitzvah which the goal of every ma'isa mitzvah and what's taking place at the time that a person is involved in a ma'isa mitzvah is that the ma'isa mitzvah itself is ba'achadus yisbarach. It's the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem. Huver ratzonei echad. We'll say this even more when a person is learning Torah, even on a higher level, because huver chachmas is echad, wa'amadav hu'yedeh, like we said in the earlier prakim. But even when a person is going ahead and doing a ma'isa mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah itself attaches a person to the Rabban Shalom in a way that a person is now ba'achadus to the Rabban Shalom in a way of atu kaidim shenir va'ilam.
So are we taking ourselves out of this world or bringing Hashem into this world? Which,
we're bringing Hashem into, it's a good challenge, which means what we're doing is we're bringing Hashem into this world. But if we're bringing Hashem into this world, that means that we're now creating sort of a space, creating a moment in time, which is connected to something which is beyond this world. At that moment in time that a person shakes Luv and Esrig, what he's really doing is, he's really creating something, he's really attaching himself to something which is Atu Kodim Shin Fa'olam. He's really saying that the world and everything I see, that I see Mitzidi, that I see that I'm a Yesh, that I'm a Nivra, that I have my own independent Kaiches, that I have Bechira, all of that is now butla at that moment that a person goes ahead and says, I'm taking my Ratzin, and I'm attaching my Ratzin to Ritzineinu Lassus Ritzinecha. I'm going and checking the Lulav and Esrog. At that moment that a person does that, he's now revealing that level of Atu Kaidim Shinifar Adam. He's now revealing the Achtas Hashem of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekan Hashem Echad. He's revealing it in a very clear, tangible way that the bunch of Echad, and nothing changed. Right? That there was no Shina Bechlau. Kiyuzeh. That even after the Rabbanu Shem created the world, there's no Shina Bechlau, Akiyuzeh, anything. Nothing really changed, and everything is exactly the way it was before. It's a moment in time that a person has the ability to be able to rise to the place of Lamalam and Azman, Lamalam and Amakim. A person is able to get to the place where I'm getting to the place of Kaidim Shina Vailam. I'm able to attach myself to that place of before creation, to that place where everything's one. Wow. Nachman talks a lot about this.
Bring him down here happens first. And the result is that there's a connection.
Exactly. And that moment of connection allows me to be able to connect to something which is so beyond this world. Rav Nachman talks very often, a person has to connect the point of Achra Briya to Kaidim Abriya. He has a term, Kaidim Abriya, where he talks about this, Barichas, that a person has to connect post-creation to pre-creation. What does that mean? What he means is Mamash Inyan, post-creation. Achra Briya means once the Rav Nachman created the world. The way we see the Rav Nachman created the world is that there's a Dibur, there's a Sar Mamaris Nifra Oilam. That means the Rav Nachman said, Bereishis Bar Lekim, Bar Yom Lekim Yar, there's 10 Mamarim, the Rav Nachman created the world, now there's a world. The world is an Inyan by itself, there's now Bechira, there's now people, there's now humans, there's now all these, like you said, all these Lavushim that are there that create Minim and Minim Shainim, Viboris Man, Boirim Rabim, Minim and Minim Shainim, all these Briyas that are created in our Yesh. And what happens? At the moment that a person goes and does a mitzvah, he's revealing that there's no Lavushim. He's able to get to the place beyond all the Lavushim, beyond all the Tzimtzumim, beyond all the layers that are making it seem as if there's a real Bria, making it seem as if there's a Nivra, making it seem as if there's Yeshus in this world, Bechlal. A person is Mevatel that Inyan of Yeshus and is Megala Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Also, Koyim Chet. For example, if you want Koyim Bria, it's also.
Yeah, before, for sure. Before.
Somebody who has a Bria shouldn't stop him from wanting to do a mitzvah because you're attached to that place before.
Yeah.
The Chet even existed.
Right. But again, there's still going to be. At the moment that you finish doing the mitzvah, you still the chet is still
course,
right.
You're going to a place above.
For sure, trying to stop a person from doing a mitzvah because, like I'm saying, what you're doing is you're being mavatel yourself to the Rebbeinu. That's the greatest way you can go ahead and try to do tshuva for the avera that you've done. The shor meira through asay toiv, through going ahead and being involved in asay toiv. That's the best way to be able to reveal the achdas of Hashem. And fakir, a person continues avera gerer savera, like we say in Perek Chavdala. That's lo yilach al hemacherim. That's just furthering the agenda of saying there is no melech, there is no the Rebbeinu Shem's not here, and I'm not being mavatel myself to Hashem. But every time a person does a mitzvah, again, it's a pel de gezach to think about, right? When we're child. When we are children, or if we have childish views of Torah mitzvahs when we become adults, so we think of it, schar v'einish, you know, a person does a mitzvah, you do a lot of mitzvahs, you get a lot of schar, you don't do a lot of mitzvahs, you don't get a lot of schar, and there's some sort of game and some sort of point machine, and you know, you bring more points to the Rabbanu Shalom, you come in, you say, the Rabbanu Shalom, this many mitzvahs, I want to get this much schar. It's not like that, right? When a person understands that what's taking place at the moment that a person does a mitzvah, forget about in Ulla Baba, the moment right now that a person goes ahead and a person shakes Luv and Esrog, a person goes ahead and is involved in any mitzvah. Talk about Torah in a second, which is an even much higher level. Probably not this week, but next week, on a much higher level. When a person goes in and is involved in a Maisa Mitzvah, what he's doing is it's a Lavusha Pnimi. For the Pnimi is a Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shem, and at that moment, you're connecting to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'Megala Achdus Yisbarach, V'Megala Sha'in Shina Ba'olam Klal, that there is no Shina, that even Achar Koidem Shinivra Olam, even after all the Asar Mamaris, even after all the Bria, this 6,000 years of Bria that we've lived through, even after all of that, it's Atu Koidem Shinivra Olam, V'Atu Mishinivra Olam, V'Ein Shina, there is no Shina Bechlal to the That's the bittul that happens when a person goes ahead and is involved in a Maisa Mitzvah. Pel deKazach, and again, this is why we'll see that once we understand this in a very deep way, once we really internalize this and we're mizbeinin on this, which obviously is what the Baal Tanya is going to implore us to do, is not just to know this, but to be mizbeinin on this, to understand that when I'm going out and doing a Maisa Mitzvah, it's not stam a Maisa Mitzvah. It's not just, okay, I'm going to get more schar and I'm going to get less schar. It's I have an opportunity to be either to be able to magala achdusig is barach, to either be able to be magala shma yisrael Hashem al kenosh hamachon, to be magala anoich Hashem al kecha, to be magala atu kaid mishinivra oilam, atu mishinivra oilam, to be mavatal myself to Rabban Hashem, or Khalil Fakar. Chalila, I'm going to be able to do what I had in Parakhav Dalet. When we're going to talk about in Parakhav Dalet, I could do the exact opposite of that. I could be involved in the Yilach Alehim Achirim. I am not being Oivet Avoy Dezara, but there's a Shemitz of Avoy Dezara in every Avera. Because an Avera means that I'm not being Megalach Tusi Yisbarach.
Even not doing anything.
Yeah, even not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Right, not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Anytime I have the ability to be able to go out and do a Maisa Mitzvah, or if I go ahead and do an Avera, which is the worst Madrega, what I'm going ahead is not being Mevat myself to the Rabban Hashem means that I'm saying this a Bria. I'm saying that there is a deeper, and the deeper is apart from the Rabban Hashem, and the deeper didn't remain at one with the Rabban Hashem. That there is a separation, Chalila, between the Rabban Hashem and his deeper, that the world is a Yesh by itself, that there is Bechira, that there is a Nivra that has the ability to decide whether he wants to listen to Rabban Hashem, not that is a Eitzadas Teifera. All of that is going to be the crux of what is he going to get to. Karav Alecha Dav Ma'oid, the Fichel Bavav Chalasei. So once I internalize that, once I know what a Maisa Mitzvah is, then I understand how crucial it is to be involved in Maisa Mitzvah, and I understand what an opportunity is to be involved in Maisa Mitzvah, that even though I am a Nivra, and even though I am a Yesh, and even though I live in this world, I can go out and be Mavata, all of that, and rise to a place which is above all that, to be able to be Mavata myself, to be able to be Levusha Pnimi, to the Pnimi Esarotz, another Rabban Hashem, Kegufla Neshava, Mamash, to be Evern Damalka, to be Balta to Rabban Shalom, in a way of Mamash of Kegufla Malka. Now it's just important to know, when he spoke about the Levush Chitzoni, the Levush HaChitzen of the Nefesh, which means the Maisa Mitzvah itself, he doesn't use that same Lashon of Gufla Neshama, rather the Lashon he uses is a Merkava. There's a big difference between Gufla Neshama and Merkava. What's the difference in Gufla Neshama and Merkava? Which means my arm is Gufla Neshama. My arm doesn't have to think before my arm moves, right? Baruch Hashem, you know, can function in a healthy way. Automatically, a person, you know, wants to move his arm, the arm moves automatically. A Merkava is a chariot. Now, we mentioned this many times, that a chariot is batal to the rider and batal to the horse, but at the same time, it's not one like a Gufla Neshama. It's still a separate entity. You can go ahead and unhitch the wagon from the horse, and now the wagon is sitting and the horse is running, right? So what happened? If it's a Gufla Neshama, they're not going to be separated that way. They can't be separated that easily. It's not two separate independent things. So what he's explaining over here is that the Levush Chitzoni of a person, that's a Merkava to the Rabban Hashem. That's not keguf b'neshama. That's a lower level of a level of makava mamish the rasa ne'elyon kegoyne yad machalakas tzedakah la'aniyim oisim mitzvah secheres, which means the yad that goes ahead and gives tzedakah. So avada, the tzedakah, the machusa, the mitzvah of tzedakah is the physical action of the mitzvah is a barkava as opposed to the machusa of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah, what is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is a varin damalka. A mitzvah is, if you want to teach a mitzvah, how do you define a mitzvah? A mitzvah is a levush panimi for the panimi, a ratzon of the Rabban Hashem. A mitzvah is a varin damalka. But what the maisa mitzvah, when I go out and physically do a mitzvah, which again is furthering it from its bakar. Now it's not the machusa of the mitzvah itself, the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem. Now it's like I'm going ahead and actualizing the ratzon of the Rabban Hashem, bringing it down to this world. When I go out and actualize it, that's not the machusa of the mitzvah, that's the actualization of the mitzvah, that's a markavah to mamash to the ratzon of Hashem, but that's a markavah which is on a lower level than the level of keguf l'neshama.
Oh, you're attaching yourself to the guf, right? I mean, the chis of the mitzvah is the guf of the neshama. You're attaching
right, yourself. Exactly. You're the wagon attaching, exactly. You're the wagon attaching yourself to the ratzon. Right. So it's the levush hachitzoni, the levush hapnimi, the pnimi is the ratzon of the Rabban Shalom. I found it in a very...
So you're attaching yourself to what's a step down.
Right. Right.
It's like terror is chad, we'll see what terror is.
Right, we'll see what terror is. But in the mitzvah, exactly. So you're attaching yourself to the goal.
Which is bottled to the neshama, so your attachment is to that.
Right. It's one step more removed than Evarin Damalka, which means there's the melech, which the nefesh of the melech, again, the mashal. Then there's the Evarin Damalka, which means you are not your hand. Right, Chalila, a person can lose their hand and still continue to exist. You're not your hand, but your hand is batal. Kegufla neshama. So there's a guf and a neshama, but the guf and neshama are one, which means they're merged into one. Now, even those are not 100% one. We'll see that's a big difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Right, the guf and the neshama are separate. You can separate the guf and the neshama. And like Meva Esen, the guf and the neshama do separate. So they're not achtas mamish, they're not chad mamish. Mashenka, we'll see by Torah is chad mamish. It's not a varn damalka. It's a level of the neshama mamish, not gufla neshama, but the level of mitzvahs are gufla neshama. So it's one right now, which means the person riding the horse is one, not with the horse, is one with himself, the gufla neshama. But again, the merkava is a level lower than that. The merkava is something more chitzani. It's the physical action itself, which is the action which comes out of that. That's again, just to be mamshach, what he says over here, that's what Chazal means when they say, avos heinein merkava. What does it mean, the avos or merkava? That meant that their whole levush chitzani. What's the levush chitzani? That means the maisa. That means the levush chitzani is the ramach evarn of the person, not the ramach evarn the malka. Their whole ramach evarn of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, avos heinein merkava. They should call Avram kulam, which means this is the chiddush, because when I go ahead and I put on tefillin, which part of me is being connected to the which part of me is a levush chitzoni for levush apnimi, for the pnimi seratzin, my arm. right? My leg is not connected to the run shalalim in a way because I'm just putting it on, right? When I stick out my hand, the lashon he gives me adam mechalekas tzedak laniim aishvit zacheres. Just the hand is part of it, not my legs. If I'm running v'raglayim melachas ladvar mitzvah, it's just them. It's pel lashon, it's just them. The obvious segedation was a chiddush that the whole, all of them, all the ramach evarim became not even at the point when they're doing, not only at the point when they're doing mitzvahs, but all of the evarim. So a chiddush sayin echos and sayin kamos, right? Sayin in terms of the amount of time that it was. By them it was kol yameim, but us it's only when we're involved in the ma'aseh itself, and also in terms of how many of their limbs. By them it was all of their limbs. So even when they weren't involved in a physical ma'aseh mitzvah, nevertheless they became so batal to the ratzon of the Rabbanu Shlomo that the makav mamish became one with the, you know, merged itself onto the horse and became mamish one with the horse, and therefore, even though again they are, it is a separate entity, the Avos HaKadoshim were, we're talking about the Ramach Evarim, we're talking about the Levush Chitzoni of the Avos HaKadoshim, nevertheless became so bottled to the Rabbanu Shalom in a way that it was mamish one. Right? They say from some of the tzaddikim, I think some of the Polish tzaddikim, they say that when Avram Avinu we send him by the Akedah, so the pasuk uses a very interesting lashon. The pasuk says v'yikach, pasuk says v'yishlach yoda v'yikach smachelas. He stretches out his hand. He takes the machelas. He takes the knife. So the farshim said, I remember what was, I think for the tzaddikim from Ger, they say the lashon is a very modern lashon. What's for yishlach es yada? Right, you don't send out your hand. Right, like we just learned, your hand comes out automatically. Right, your hand stretches out automatically. Yishlach es yada sounds like, again, what he's saying is there's no tzivoy. Right, when you stretch out your hand, there's no tzivah and amira, there's no shehiyah b'chlal. It sounds like Avraham Avinu is like involved, like he's commanding his hand to be shalach. So the Mefarshim explained that the Avos were Hanan and Markava, which meant that all the Evarim were totally bottled to the Ratzon of Hashem. At this moment that he was going ahead to Shech B'Yitzhak Avinu, the Ratzon of the Marshim was that he shouldn't Shech B'Yitzhak Avinu. The real Ratzon of the Marshim, the previous Ratzon of Hashem, is that he doesn't want him to Shech them. He just wants Aleil La'ilah, means just bring him up as an Ela, but don't Shech them. So Avram Avinu, his Evarim should be naturally bottled to Ratzon Hashem. So Avram Avinu is, but the Rabbanu Shalom's tzivuyim came mamash down to Avram Avinu, that all his Evarim naturally reacted to everything the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to do. Suddenly he's stuck in a very weird place because he thinks the Rabbanu Shalom told him to shech Yitzchak, but the Rabbanu Shalom really doesn't want him to shech Yitzchak. So the yishlach es yada, he's sending out his hand. Mamash like this lashon is a tzivuy. Mamash a tzivuy and this is a shehiyah. There's probably like a lapse between that statement of, you know, yishlach es yada till he sent out his hand to be able to go on and do it, because obviously in the Merkava, because there's so much in Merkava, because they're one with the Ratzon of Hashem, so there's no makam for the Evarim to do anything that's negative Ratzon of Hashem. They had to do everything that was Ratzon of Hashem, and Memela, he had to be v'yishlach es yada. But this is the maila of when a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah. And again, this is what a ma'aseh mitzvah is. A ma'aseh mitzvah is a nechi Hashem alekecha. Ma'aseh mitzvah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. A ma'aseh mitzvah is levush pnimi for the pnimi Ratzon of Hashem. It's connecting to the Rabbanu Shalom in a way of atahu kaidim shnivra olam. It's getting past all the yesh, all the bria, all the mamaris, all the diburim that look like they're chitzonius, that look like they're external, and it's connecting to the essence of the Rabbanu Shalom, the way the Rabbanu Shalom is b'mahusav atzmusay keguf l'neshama, attaching a person. To the highest level of the Rabbanu Shalom. Next week we'll continue right away. He discusses how Torah is on a much, much higher level than this. And again, this will be a hamshach to everything we saw in Perek Hei. But, you know, Ba'imak Yeser, that's why if you look at the beginning of the Perek, he said we're going to explain Batesefa's beer, because he's going weiter on what he said in Perek Hei. Perek Hei explained one reason why Torah is greater than all the mitzvahs. Now he's going to explain even more about Riches, why Torah is even a greater level of Yichud. Again, we're saying every mitzvah is the level of Yichud. Torah is going to be even a greater level. Like we said, it's not Kufla Neshama, it's Mamish Neshama Mamish. And we'll explain what the mile of learning Torah is, what happens when a person is learning Torah. And even though a person that may not be able to experience this every time he's learning Torah, but this is the Metzias, we'll explain next time what happens when a person learns Torah.